Dr. and Mrs. Campbell. I'm Dr. Stone. And how are we today?
We're so pleased to be here. My friend Sarah Driscoll, her father is head of obstetrics at Lenox Hill. She said you get results.
They got results. Sometimes all a young couple needs is a good old-fashioned hand-holding. Have a seat, Mr. Campbell. Now, I am going to ask you some questions together, and more intimate ones separately. How long have you been trying to conceive?
18 months? That sounds like a long time, is it?
Let's not worry about what's normal. Everyone is different. Are you too aware of the principles of conception, of how the sperm meets the egg?
Yes. Although, if you'd like to show us some films...
You'd be surprised. Prior to the decision to conceive, were you using birth control?
She was.
I used a diaphragm, although it's possible I didn't need to.
Mrs. Campbell.
So we're walking in the park after lunch, and he sees these birds picking seeds out of some horse shit. He says, "Move over, fellas. That's my job." Sounds like a visit from the stork or De Beers. Or could be just a new hairdo.
Mr. Rumson, Mr. Draper, how are you this morning?
Joan, good morning. Well, there's your answer.
Ever had mumps?
Yes.
How old were you?
Summer of 45. 11, 12.
Did your testicles descend normally?
Absolutely.
And have you ever fathered a child?
No.
Have you ever had difficulty completing the sexual act?
Drinking doesn't help. But no, I always reach home base.
Do you have difficulties with arousal?
Jesus. I'm a red-blooded American male, okay?
No one is questioning your manhood, Mr. Campbell. You could be a warrior, an athlete, a bull of a man. George Washington was sterile. Fertility has nothing to do with manliness. Do you want to have a child?
What kind of question is that? Of course I do. What man doesn't want a child? Although, you think about the world right now. The bomb.
Do you worry about the world?
Occasionally.
Do you work with x-rays, radioactive material, or toxic chemicals?
I'm in advertising. Oh, we got a Xerox machine, but I don't use it. Not personally.
Advertising it? Must be a lot of fun.
Are you kidding? I'm an account man. I spend half my day tiptoeing around creative crybabies, and the other half drinking with ungrateful turnips who just fell off the truck. I'm completely replaceable. Even though I just brought in a huge account. Then, you throw this baby thing on top of it. The economy contracting, my in-laws.
Yes, yes, it's a lot. What about your parents?
My father just passed away.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Do you think that has something to do with this? It doesn't. I mean, I try not to think about it. It's been a few months.
It is a difficult moment in the life cycle. But we are part of a continuum, aren't we?
So maybe I'm the end of the line.
Well, that'll do it, Mr. Campbell.
I think I feel better already.
Can you send in your wife? And then I'd like you to schedule a time with a nurse for a semen analysis.
Whenever she's free.
Red and green are my colors, so we're going to do Christmas. He doesn't know that yet.
I can cover Mr. Draper's desk, Bea. I know you have your hands full.
You had your shot.
Miss Holloway, those aren't wedding bells.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Draper. Mr. Draper's office. One moment, please. Mr. Draper, Bobby Barrett on line one.
Thank you.
Bobby.
Don, I want you to ask me how I am.
How are you?
Where are you right now?
I'm in my office, where you called me. You sound a little tipsy.
We did it. We sold Grin and Barrett.
Congratulations. You got an order?
No, but we're going to make a pilot. I remember that because Jimmy said, ask her. She's made every pilot in town.
Come celebrate with me.
I'm at Sardi's, surrounded by clowns.
Why would I come?
I'm being ignored. Come take up my time.
I'm working.
You provided key advice.
We can call it business.
No. Let's not confuse this.
I'm about to change my mind. Thank you.
Was there even a party?
He'll have no fashion. Buddy Hackett told Jimmy that Gleason didn't have to make a pilot, so Jimmy went home to sulk, and the rest went out to celebrate that they ruined his day. So here we are. I expect him to get this way when it's bad, but when it's good.
Maybe he doesn't understand how big this is.
No, he does. The big opportunity he's bound to ruin. Mr. Draper.
Miss Macon?
Actually, it's Mrs. Katz. This is my husband, Tilden.
Pleasure.
Mr. Draper's firm did some work for us a while back, advertising.
I'm Bobby Barrett.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mrs. Barrett's husband is a comedian and works with me.
Nice to meet you.
Tilden. I love comedians.
So how are things at Gray? Are they still taking credit for everything we did?
He's all business, isn't he?
Not really. We don't want to miss the curtain. We have seats for a funny thing happened.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, you two enjoy working together.
Nice to meet you. So, I would like some really good chow.
Should we go elsewhere?
We can. Does feel a little cloudy in here right now.
No, it's fine.
So, tell me what I want.
Steak tartare.
Oh my God, you're good.
Hearts of palm salad, steak tartare.
I always order for Jimmy. Watch the money. Otherwise, he ends up sporting for people we don't know. He doesn't realize that being a big shot means you don't have to pay.
I think you're wrong about that.
In the end, we're in different businesses, okay? Do a nice price on the pilot. And I box them in for $39 on the air if they order. You should have seen my neckline.
You really do his business, don't you?
If it wasn't for me, it wouldn't be Grin and Barrett. It'd be Grin and Brownstein. This is America. Pick a job and then become the person that does it.
That's true.
Right after I met Jimmy, I watched somebody's Uncle Morty close the deal for him. And I realized I negotiated for everything. The rent, the plumber, my hairdresser. I even did it in a department store once. It's touchy because you're really telling somebody they're not worth what they think. But you can't hurt their feelings.
Negotiating is a bore.
Hand-to-hand combat. You don't like negotiating. What the hell do you like?
What do you mean?
Doesn't have to be in business. I'll take anything. You can't even answer.
The answer is huge.
I don't think so. Do you like the ocean?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I have a little place in Stony Brook, right on the shore. I want to have you on the beach. Feel the cold sand on my back, the surf pounding behind us. I can smell the ocean. I love bridges. I don't know if it's the drop or just because you get to see something disappearing behind you. Do you like bridges?
I do.
That's two things you like. What else?
Movies.
Yes! Spartacus? You seen the foreign ones? Oh, so sexy.
La Notte.
Yes. Why is it so hard to just enjoy things? God, I feel so good.
I don't feel a thing.
Draper, your wife says that the whiskey was hers. But you did fail the sobriety test. You're at the legal limit. 0.15%. The fine's $150.
Mary? $63 and some subway tokens. I'll mail you the rest.
I need you to pay the fine tonight. Or I can put you up.
Let me call a cab and I'll send an employee out here with the $500 tomorrow morning.
I bet you would, too. Now, it's just $150. It's within my rights to detain you.
What is the problem?
People's kids are out on that road, sir. Call somebody. Or maybe your wife has a friend.
$110. It's all I could get, short notice. be sick. Please tell me. This is my brother-in-law's car. I put $2 worth of gas in it. I don't want to have to clean it, too. Mr. Draper, I think you should keep her awake.
Bobby, stay up.
What do you think?
You feeling okay?
You can drop me off at Grand Central. Bobby, what do you want to do?
Jim, I can't see me this way. I should check in somewhere, see how the Shriner does.
Peggy, do you have a roommate?
No.
I don't know.
No, you should stay with me. Just for the night, if you want. Mr. Draper, you need to rent a car. I can take you to LaGuardia.
Idlewild is better. Cross Island and Belport.
It's faster to take the Grand Central to LaGuardia.
I don't have any clothes. I wish I was your size.
Do you have any dry cleaning? I'll pick it up.
In the city?
I'll go in and get it first thing. Okay? Hello?
No one in the office can know about this. It's business.
You'll have to believe me that I'll forget this. I don't want you treating me badly because I remind you of it. This can be fixed.
Where the hell were you?
I was in an accident.
What? Are you okay? What happened?
By the time I could call, I didn't want to wake you.
Wake me? I've been awake all night. I knew something was wrong. I could feel it.
I went to the doctor a while ago, and I have high blood pressure.
What the hell, Don?
It's fine, except... he gave me a prescription, and I think the pills mixed with the drinks was too much. I'd lost control of the car.
Jesus. How could you not tell me about this?
I didn't want to worry you.
I've been up all night, and now I find out you're sick, and you could have died?
What did you want me to do? Have you come down there, ask Francine in the middle of the night to watch the kids because your husband's in the drunk tank?
Who cares if I couldn't help you? You should call me. I'm your wife.
I'm solving a problem, Bets. I need a clear head. You can't get all hysterical. I didn't know you were waiting up.
You promised you wouldn't disappear like that anymore. You're going to the office?
I don't want anyone to know about this. I rented a car. I'll have to get my car.
I don't care about the car, Don. My father has high blood pressure.
I'll swing by Dr. McGladrey on the way in. Do something interesting, okay?
You can send without me. I'm at a fat farm. One of your friends made a crack about my ass. It doesn't matter who. Well, we're going to be all over the television and the camera adds 10 pounds. No, you look fine. Jimmy, stop. You and I both know you should have behaved yourself last night. I will. I couldn't find an ashtray. What's all this?
Oh, I thought you might be hungry.
It'll ruin my alibi. I need cottage cheese and champagne. I'm joking.
Do you mind if I lay down for a few minutes? I'm not used to being up all night.
Of course, dear. And I got these to keep me company.
I'll make up the couch for you. You must be beat, too.
Oh, I'll make it. Where are the linens?
Just a minute.
Oh, Marilyn. The tragedy you live. I'm sure glad I don't have problems.
I think most women would love to have her problems.
Somebody said she's going to be at the fundraiser at the garden on Saturday night. You know, the president's birthday. Really don't want to miss it.
Do you have a headache? Because we had a little boy in our neighborhood who fell off a swing set and hit his head and went to sleep. And then he died.
Well, it's certainly good to have company.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't talk that way.
I keep forgetting the accident. It was terrible. And it keeps getting stranger.
Well, if you're lucky, it will disappear. I have to lie down.
Are you his secretary?
No, but we work together. We'll both be handling Mr. Draper for the time being. Now, you're a college girl, so I'm going to expect you to jump in with haste. I have a lot of arrangements to make for my wedding.
Oh, my goodness, congratulations.
He's a doctor. He doesn't work here, so don't worry about putting your foot in your mouth.
Lucky you. Let me see. Oh, it's so lively.
He'd like to think it doesn't matter. I've been offered a few, and by far the best.
I'm a little bit clairvoyant, and I think you two are going to be very happy together. I feel like I'm walking in tall cotton.
Aren't you, darling? You're going to be gangbusters. Mr. Draper is impatient. Do not let it intimidate you. If it isn't a welcome wagon.
Hello there. I'm Ken Cosgrove. Accounts.
Paul Kinsey. Copywriter.
Harry Crane. Married.
Jane Siegel.
Anything I can help you gentlemen with?
I actually need to see Mr. Draper. Is he in? Morning, Don. Morning.
Oh, Mr. Draper. I'd like you to meet Jane, the new girl.
Morning. Can I talk to you for a minute?
I'm going to help you hold on to this one.
I'm not paying attention anymore until they're here a month.
What happened to your wing?
I missed the bottom step. It's an old house.
I got an urgent call from Jimmy Barrett. He wants to come in.
Why?
He wouldn't say.
Is he upset about something?
Who can tell?
I want you to put him off a few days. Let him cool. It'll make more sense.
Good idea. He probably wants a rub down. Paper says they ordered his pilot.
Friday.
Should I talk to your girl?
I'll handle it.
You bet.
Get the door.
Hello?
Is everything okay?
Yes, I think so.
Is she awake?
She's fine.
Put her on.
Just a minute.
I didn't think you'd call.
Why not?
I don't know. How are you?
I don't know. Jimmy called. He wants to meet with me.
He does? I called him and everything went fine.
So you don't know anything about this?
You think I'd be in Brooklyn if I didn't have to be?
I talked to him uncovered, believe me.
I do. Are you okay?
I guess. You?
It's going to be better.
Good. Take care.
Do you want to play cards or something? I think I have some.
No. I'm sorry, but it's killing me. Why are you doing this?
I don't know. He's my boss.
Quite an example he's setting. Are you seeing him?
No.
So what then?
He's done a lot for me. He made me a copywriter.
I bet you made yourself a copywriter. All these books. He's a decent man, isn't he? You wouldn't think he would be.
You never expect him to be any other way than what he is.
We'll keep her here for another few weeks. She's still not in any condition to make decisions for herself.
She should be at home.
Listen to the doctor, Mama.
In this kind of psychoneurotic disorder.
Hello, Ma.
Hello, dear.
I'm afraid you'll have to leave us alone.
I'm going, but I'm not leaving, Peaches.
Hello, Peggy. How are you today?
I still feel so tired.
Do you know what year it is?
It's 1960.
Do you know who the president is?
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Good. Do you know where you are, Peggy?
St. Mary's.
Do you know why you're here?
No.
You know St. Mary's is a hospital.
Yes.
Why do you think you're here?
I don't know. I don't feel like myself.
That's because we have you on medication. We want you to be relaxed so you feel more like talking. I told you what happened. You had a baby.
You know, you can do that outside.
Nobody knows what I'm doing. It's good for mystique.
So, Joni, I hear congratulations are in order.
Yes.
Marriage. Don't know why you'd want to join that club, baby.
Hasn't stopped you from having a good time.
How old is this guy?
He's 34.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing.
Well, I think it's nice to hear the story of relatively young love.
Are you being a concerned daddy?
I'll tell you the same thing I told my daughter. If you put a penny in a jar every time you make love in the first year of marriage,
And then you take a penny out of the jar every time you make love in the second year. You know what you have? A jar full of pennies.
I envy that girl having you to give her away. I've always been faithful to whomever I was with. And despite your jokes, I always assumed you were unhappy with Mona, not the whole idea.
You aren't just another woman, Joey.
Well, it doesn't matter now, does it? I fell in love.
Makes me sad. Just another reason not to come into work.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yes, you are. You'll see. Can I give you a couple paddles for good luck?
Coffee. Thanks for buying milk.
I live alone. It always goes bad.
So this really must be a kick in the head.
Company is nice. Your eyes improved.
Oh, that's good. I can cover the purple with some green eyeshadow.
Complementary colors. We use that.
Old trick. I was a dancer. I met a lot of interesting people. You have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
So, are you in love with him?
No.
It's not a ridiculous question. Are you?
It's a personal question, and I've already answered you.
You're right. Aren't you going to ask me if I'm in love with him?
It's none of my business.
You're right again. You're so young and beautiful.
I'm not your competition.
That's sweet.
Is there anything else I can get you?
No. I love your place.
I've been trying to fix it up.
Well, I like it. It takes me back.
Unless one of you needs help finding a dead client file, I suggest you pitch your tents elsewhere. I see what you're doing, and I have to say I'm disappointed.
I don't follow.
Your décolletage is distracting. This is an office that hinges on professional decorum.
I'm so sorry, Joan. I didn't realize. Better?
Go out and get a sweater at lunch. Be reasonable. There's still plenty to see, and you know that.
Jane, I have some very important talent coming in tomorrow to see Don. Somebody famous. And I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
What's your title here?
Title? I'm Ken. Cosgrove. Accounts.
Yes, you're here in the book with Jimmy Barrett.
Would you like to go see him sometime?
Hey, listen to this. It's Mozart.
Use the mirror in the bedroom.
No. Part of the process of learning to live without your hospitality.
It's nothing.
Not true. I was curious If you're aware of the value of your service.
It's what you're supposed to do, isn't it?
Wouldn't say that. People will take advantage of you.
I know what I'm doing.
What do you want? Are you just some busy little bee building a hive out in Brooklyn?
Are you still trying to say thank you?
You have to start living the life of the person you want to be.
Is that what you did?
You're never going to get that corner office until you start treating Don as an equal. And no one will tell you this, but you can't be a man. Don't even try.
Be a woman.
It's powerful business when done correctly. Do you understand what I'm saying, dear?
I think so.
So, how do I get to Grand Central from here? Steamship?
I can walk you to the train. It's 2 blocks over.
I'll call a car.
Hello?
How was your day?
Spectacular. Duck called Bert Peterson a mongoloid. What a leader of men.
Dr. Stone's office rang.
How is Dr. Stone?
I didn't ask, but the nurse said that your sample was quite viable.
Is that right? Well, what do you know? That is a relief. I do say.
Yes.
Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, are they?
I suppose.
It's a viability. What? This is good.
It is.
This is what you wanted, isn't it?
No, you're right. It's a relief. Now we know it's me.
Right. So, Stone can blow up your ovaries or do whatever his cutting edge plan is.
Peter, I can't believe you.
Wait a minute. You wanted to do this. You had to know this was a possible outcome. Get back here. Trudy! Sit down.
I'm sorry. I didn't think it through.
That's honest.
I don't know what I thought.
Who says we have to do this? Except for what? It's the next thing we're supposed to do?
But it is. It's natural.
Says who? I was having a great time. Weren't you? Maybe this is the way it's supposed to be. I mean, you have a baby. You can't travel. You can't go to the movies unless you have help. And that's expensive.
You're immature, Peter. You know that?
I just did a very private thing in a very public place for you. And guess what? You don't like the results. What do you want me to do?
Express some concern. And stop talking about how you're going to miss seeing Cape Fear for the third time.
I know one thing. I sure as hell wouldn't want a kid here watching this, Donnybrook. Either you make it through this thing or you just keep it to yourself. I'm giving you that option.
Stop! I'm sorry. It's just, I really do want a baby. What is all this for?
I don't know.
Can we eat now?
Not here. Get your coat.
Is that you? Are you really there?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing here?
You got a promotion and disappeared. Your Christmas present is sitting on your desk. I called your house, and your roommate gave me your mother's number.
God.
Your mother told me you were quarantined. TV. I guess that was supposed to lessen my concern.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
What do they want you to do?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Do it. Do whatever they say. Peggy, listen to me. Get out of here and move forward. This never happened. It will shock you how much it never happened.
It's old work and we're meeting early next week.
The artwork is new.
I'm going to see my father-in-law this weekend, and he's going to ask me.
Mr. Draper, Jimmy Barrett is going to be early.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Don was asking where we're going with this.
I need more time. I was sick.
I did my work.
Should we bring someone else in? Throw it at Kurt and Smitty.
I don't know. Miss Olson, do you need some help?
No, I'll have it first thing Monday.
Yes, you will. Yes?
Mr. Draper, I'm sorry I was unprepared.
Don't let it happen again.
Well, it's just that...
What?
$110 is a lot of money for me. Your bail.
Oh. Right. Here. I'll give you 50 tomorrow. I guess when you try to forget something, you have to forget everything.
Thank you, Don.
Wow, Draper. Some kind of tomato farm you got here. Window dressing's important.
Can I get you anything?
I was going to ask you the same thing. Blondie, wait outside.
Jimmy, Mrs. Barrett, you look good.
You don't? What happened to the flipper there?
Old football injury.
Yeah, I get those too.
Have a seat.
No need. I'll keep this short. I just want to thank you for convincing the folks at Utz to let me do the show.
My pleasure.
Yeah. We all got what we wanted, didn't we? What I'm trying to say is the way I behaved, I wouldn't have been surprised if you would have, you know, looked the other way on this thing. Blocked it up.
Why would I do that?
This guy. I can't tell if he's being smug or not. I just wanted you to know that I'm not a bad guy.
You didn't have to come all the way in here to say that. I know that.
Nobody knows that. You're a cool cat, Donnie.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Draper.
How was your day?
I made it. Where's the salt? Well, that's no salt.
You'll see, you'll get used to it. It's for your own good. What would we do without you?
Why can't Daddy have salt?
Because we love him.